Hi, everyone.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Meditation.
My name is Allison. For
more information about Diana Lawson,
I am a teacher with UCLA Mindful. Who's here for the first time? It's a full house today. Welcome. I see a few hands raised. Welcome to the newcomers and to the longstanding meditators that are here. It's beautiful to have both kinds of energies in the room. So each week we're here, either I or Diana Winston or another teacher from UCLA Mindful, to share some aspect of mindfulness, of mindful awareness practice, offer you some reflections on this practice, and then practice together in a period of guided meditation of about between 20 and 25 minutes. Afterwards, I'm available to meet, to chat, to check in right outside. And if you're Zooming in or listening in at another time, we have the opportunity to connect once a month on the first Tuesdays of the month. Either I or Diana hold a space virtually for people to ask questions or to meet one another or to come together if you can't be here in person. So we hope to see you there too. And you, of course, are all welcome to join those sessions too. So we come together to practice mindfulness, mindful awareness, meditation. And mindfulness is really just a way of being present, of cultivating presence, of cultivating the ability to be with whatever it is that is arising inside of us and around us, with presence, with openness, with friendliness. In a way, you can say that mindfulness is a way of befriending the moment, befriending the moments of our lives. And it's not always so easy because not all moments are friendly back. You know, some moments are really quite challenging, difficult, even odious, horrible, painful. And in those moments, we really are called to befriend ourselves, to learn how to tend and befriend. That's sort of like another stress response. We've heard of fight, flight, freeze. But another response that we can offer to a challenging moment is to tend and befriend either the moment itself, the experience, or ourselves in that moment, to hold ourselves with some tenderness in the hard times. My name, as you know, is Allison. It's spelled a little unusually. My mom gave me an unusual spelling, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N. So my nickname, Allie, is spelled A-L-L-Y. It's also can be pronounced ally. And I kind of put two and two together recently. And I was like, oh, my name means ally. That means somebody who stands with somebody. And it's certainly something that I aspire to do, to be an ally in the world and also to myself. I looked up the etymology of the word friendship. Okay, it comes from the Old English verb frion, to love, like, honor, or set free. So the derivation of the word friend is to love, like, honor, or to set free from confinement. And I was really struck by how this is actually one of the sort of cornerstones of our mindfulness meditation practice. We are learning, we are developing the capacity to better love ourselves and others, to more deeply like ourselves and others, to honor ourselves and others, and to set ourselves and others free. And I mean this both sort of figuratively and literally. It's really, I believe, our job not only to free ourselves from what doesn't serve us, what constricts us, what keeps us small, what limits us, what doesn't contribute to our sense of ease in the world. A colleague of mine calls it to become disenchanted with what doesn't serve you anymore. We have a sort of enchanted by things that don't really serve us. So that's on the personal level. But collectively too, I believe, we have a role. We have a responsibility as humans who are on this earth with other humans and other living beings to also do our part to set them free, all of us free. So, you know, and that's in whatever way that you do your work in this world, right? That we are concerned not only for our own happiness, our own freedom, our own liberation from oppressive structures, but for all of that, for everyone else too. So that we can all enjoy a sense of ease, a sense of justice, a sense of beauty and joy in the world. And so when we practice meditation, there are so many different ways to practice. And I just want to be really clear that what I offer you today is take it or leave it. If it resonates for you, you know, then meet it, join it. If it doesn't, just leave it. This is your time. You've come here for a reason to tend and befriend yourself, to give yourself some space and time. So do that. If you need to take a nap, then sleep well, okay? So let me read you, I have a few quotes on friendship. I've been thinking about friendship today because I attended a sit earlier this morning, a meditation session that was led by a colleague of mine, and he was talking about friendship. And so friendship has been on my mind also because a dear friend of mine is visiting today, arriving from a long distance. You know, she's coming all that. She actually gave me this dress that I'm wearing, the dress off her back, literally. And it's really this kind of, and I'm really looking forward to being with her, to sharing with her. And this is the kind of energy that I'm inviting us to work with in our practice today. Friendship is also, you know, friends are there for you when you need them, right? But there's also a joy in friendship that we can also cultivate in our meditation practice. Khalil Gibran says, and in the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter and sharing of pleasures. For in the dew of little things, the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. Which is such a beautiful sentiment. Sometimes we're able to access this kind of state when we meditate. Sometimes it's not so easy. And then I'll offer a quote by Bob Sharples, which I also really like. He says, don't meditate to fix yourself, to improve yourself, to redeem yourself. Rather, do it as an act of love, of deep, warm friendship to yourself. In this way, there's no longer any need for the subtle aggression of self-improvement, for the endless guilt of not doing enough. It offers the possibility of an end to the ceaseless round of trying so hard that wraps so many people's lives in a knot. Instead, there is now meditation as an act of love. How endlessly and delightful and encouraging. And I love that framing of meditation as an act of love, an act of friendliness to the self. I would add an act of love and care and friendliness to everybody you touch, everybody you encounter. You bring yourself with you, right? So it's a gift you get to share. This practice is really not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of everybody that we touch, and we touch a lot of people. So I'll stop there with my remarks and musings on friendship. And what I'll do now is invite you to join me if you want in a practice of guided meditation, and maybe even consider approaching this practice as you would a friend, with a lot of openness, with a lot of curiosity about what's been going on, what's happening, what are the headlines and the highlights, right? This is the kind of friendly attitude with which we can approach this moment. It's sort of a combination of familiarity and novelness, you know, novelty, when you connect with a friend that you haven't seen in a while. So let's do that. And we can begin by just setting ourselves up for success, taking the time to get comfortable in your seat to whatever degree of comfort is available to you right now with all of the aches and pains and things weighing on your mind that you might be holding, that might be carrying. All of that is welcome. All of you is welcome. So just allowing yourself to arrive. I'll offer guidance for the first part of our practice, and then the last 5 minutes or so we'll be in silence, sitting here together. And you might just let your gaze soften down, or if it's comfortable, allow your eyes to close. Either way. If you'd like to take a deep breath or two to signal to the body that we're shifting into a different state of being together in the good company of one another, you can do that at your own pace. And you might ask yourself, as you would a friend, is there anything I can do for you right now that would make you more comfortable? And if there's anything you can do, like shifting your position or taking a deep breath or settling in more fully, then do that. And like you would a friend who has come to visit, you might ask, how are you? How are you? How's the body in this moment? As an act of kindness that also supports our mindfulness, our presence, you might scan the body from head to toe for places of tension or holding or constriction. And as you encounter these places in the body, you might just invite them to soften on your exhale. Just inviting the body to settle and soften. Each exhalation, a release. Each inhalation, an inspiration. And maybe there's a sense you can connect to of groundedness here. Sensing the body held by the seat, the cushion you're on, the floor beneath that, the earth beneath that, supporting you. And you might also connect with a sense of upliftedness. Maybe feeling the shoulders just soften down the back a bit, which leads the heart to open a bit more. So often we're hunched forward into the future, into ourselves. See if you can lean back into yourself. When we practice, we find a home base, a place where our attention can rest, a friendly place for our normally scattered attentions to rest and land and just be, like sitting in the living room with a dear old friend. And that home base could be any number of things. It could be the sensation of your feet on the ground. Just coming into that awareness of groundedness and presence and contact. And if you like, throughout this practice, you can use that as your home base, that sensation, dropping your awareness right there into the soles of your feet and returning there over and over again when the mind goes off for a wander. A home base for you could be the experience of sound. This openness and receptivity we have to the soundscape that's around us, the natural sounds. The human-made sounds. The inner sounds that come from inside of us and the outer sounds that come in from around us. Just being available to the sound. It's like your ears are perceiving and your whole body is perceiving the sound. Listening to sound could be your home base. And finally, a third option I'll offer today is the breath. The breath as a home base. Just feeling the movement of the breath through the body. The way it moves the body from the inside. The shape the breath makes. Or you could choose your own home base, a place to just come to rest the mind. And when the mind goes off and starts to do its thing, lean back into the past, remembering, rehashing, remembering, or lean forward into the future, rehearsing, anticipating. Once you've noticed that the mind is off and running, if you like, you can just take it by the hand and gently bring it back to the resting place, the home base, acknowledging this beautiful moment of awareness. This recognition that the mind has gone off and celebrating your ability to know that and bring it back in a friendly way, without reproach. Let the quality of your attention, wherever it rests, be infused by friendliness, by this quality of interest and openness. Aha, here you are. Here you are, my friend. And as we continue to sit, just allowing more and more softening, providing yourself a comfortable place to land, to be. Just putting down all of the burdens and the responsibilities and the fears you carry just for these few precious moments, and just being here. Allowing your home base, the object of your awareness, to be in the foreground. And allowing everything else to be in the background. No need to push it away. You can just let it be. And if there's some experience that's not wanting to stay in the background, that keeps coming into the mind, into the foreground, see if you can shine the light of awareness on this too. Maybe with the sense of breathing with or through the thought, the emotion, the sensation. Just letting the experience mix and mingle with the sensation of breathing. Just being friendly with it. Cherishing this time you have with yourself. This time you've given yourself to be still to be soft, to be open. To come home again and again. To yourself. And in the final few moments of our practice, I invite you to really feel into this concept of friendliness, to feel friendliness, this love, this care, this honoring, this setting free. Just feel into the energy, the shape, the feeling of that word, what it represents. Maybe it feels like a sensation in the body or an inclination of the mind, a color, a shape. We all experience things so differently. And whatever way you do, see if you might just feel your friendliness directed at yourself. And then begin to direct it outward. Again, in whatever way resonates for you. You might just have a sense of directing your friendliness out to everyone in this room who's meditating with you in this moment, through a sense of just sending forth your friendliness. And then sending it beyond that, beyond this room, out to your loved ones, that friendliness, that tenderness, kindness, to the people in your city, wherever you may be. Friendliness moving out from you into the world, beyond your city, to the country you're in, to all the countries on the earth and all the creatures who inhabit them. Just sending out an energy of friendliness into the world and sharing your practice in that way as a gift. And we'll close this practice with the words of the mystic poet Hafez. Your heart and my heart are very old friends. And as you're ready, just bringing some movement back into the body, stretching, yawning, shifting, whatever feels good. And then in your own time, just slowly allowing your eyes to float open. Thank you so much. Welcome back from your nap.